Well, good morning. It is June 27th, 2022, and welcome to our daily Bible reading. I was just swatting a fly that got in my office. Sorry about that. Anyways, today we will be picking up in Deuteronomy 32. We're going to continue through Psalm 119. We're going to read verses 121 to 144, then Isaiah 59 and Matthew chapter 7. So let's get into the word this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 32 today. Deuteronomy 32. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear. O earth, and hear, O earth, thy words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass, because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all of his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves, and their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do ye thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that hath brought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old, and consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about, and he instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye, as an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places on the earth, that he might eat the increase of the field. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine, and milk of sheep, and fat of lambs, and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats, with the fat of kidneys of wheat. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. But Jeshurun waxed fat, and kicked, and thou art waxen fat, and thou art grown thick, and thou art covered with fatness. And then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, with abomination provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begat thee thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of the daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them, and I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy. And with those who are not a people, I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on the fire the foundation of the mountains. I will heap mischief upon them, I will spend mine arrows upon them. They shall be burned with hunger, and devoured in burning heat, and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, with the poison of serpents of the dust. And the sword without, and terror within, shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, and the suckling, and also the man with the gray hairs. And I said, I would scatter them into corners, and I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, Our hand is high, and the Lord hath not done all of this. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. And their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of asps. Is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense, and their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For the Lord shall judge his people, and repent himself for his servants, when he seeth them that their power is gone, and there is none shut up or left. And he shall say, Where are my gods, their rock, in whom they trusted? Which did eat of the fat of their sacrifices, and drank of the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you, and be your protection. And now that I am he, and there is no God with me, I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven, and say, I live forever. If I whet my glittering sword, and mine hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies, and will reward them that hate me. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives from the beginning of the revengers upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to the adversaries, and will be merciful unto the land and to his people. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hosea the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all the words to all of Israel, and he said unto them, Set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life, and through the thing ye shall prolong your days in the land whither ye go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord spake unto Moses that selfsame day, saying, Get thee up into the mountain, Abraham, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho, and behold, the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for a possession, and die in the mount whither thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother did in Mount Hor, and was gathered unto his people, because ye trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, because ye sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go thither into the land which I give to the children of Israel. That was Deuteronomy chapter 32. Let's move on over to Psalm 119. We're going to pick up in verse 145. We're going to pick up in verse 121 and then read to 144. I'm sorry. Verse 121, Ayin. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good, and let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation, and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercies, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I might know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. And therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. And therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Pay. Thy testimonies are wonderful, and therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for the commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not my iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so that I will keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of water run down mine eyes, because they kept not thy law. Tsade. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten my words. And thy word is very pure, and therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, and yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, and yet thy commandments are my delight. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Amen. That was Psalm 119, 121 to 144. Let's move on over to Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah 59 today. Isaiah 59. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch the cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. And he that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. And their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. And they have made crooked paths, and whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. And therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, and there is none, for salvation, but it is far off from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, in departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Judgment is turned away backwards, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the streets, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. And therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. And he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and for clad the zeal as cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. And so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My Spirit is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Amen. That was Isaiah 59. Let's move on over to our final reading today, and that is Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7 today. Matthew chapter 7. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye met, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? And therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of the false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, and neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. And wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Amen. That was our reading today for June 27th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. If you haven't done so, make sure you leave a comment in the comment section or a reaction to this video so I can make sure to mark that off. But again, thank you all so much for joining me. And it's a pleasure each and every day to be able to read God's word with you. But that said, let's open our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this word. God, I thank you. It's such a good reminder of your grace, God, reading throughout the Old Testament and that grace that you showed to the people of Israel. And Lord, indeed, even through Isaiah, and Lord, as we read about Psalm 119 and God, how your word is our guide and our direction. And God, we just praise you so much, God, for that. And indeed, what Christ said on the Sermon on the Mount that we just read. Lord, I pray, God, that we would not be those who are told to depart, but instead, God, that our faith would be proven by our works, Lord. Not that we are saved by our works, Lord, we are not. But I pray, God, that as we analyze our hearts today, Lord, that first and foremost, we be encouraged by the work that you have done in and through us, God, that we are not the same as we were yesterday, that you are growing us and that you are in the process of sanctifying us more and more and more to be like Jesus. And so, Lord, I pray that to be true of me today. Lord, I pray, God, that to be true of my brothers and sisters, that we'd be encouraged that you are at work. God, that little by little, inch by inch, God, that you are bringing us into closer conformity to Jesus Christ, and that one day we won't hear those terrible words, but instead that amazing admonishment that we look forward to hearing, and that is, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And Lord, I look forward to that day when I hear those words, and Lord, I pray that the same for my brothers and sisters. But until that day, Lord, may we be busy about your work, doing what you have called us to do, living the way that you have called us to live, honoring you and glorifying you through it all. We love you and we praise you and we give you the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Bye, everybody. Have a good day.